It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast, episode 406. I am your host, Justin Worsham, and with me, as always, is the mover, the shaker, the booty bajanker, the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. Today, we've teased on the episode that we're going to talk about why I'm not playing Skyrim. There are other things on the agenda because we are live on Ustream. For those of you who have found us on Ustream, go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. For those of you that have already been to secondfunniestpodcast.com, well done. You are the winner. Don't know what else to tell you other than that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. That's what happens when you're live. You get a live studio audience. Kevin and I have decided that we're going to start Ustreaming all the shows and whenever technically available. So that's a fun thing to pay attention to the Twitter feed. We, just so you know, we record usually around between 7 and 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, specific time in the Americas.
Is that specific time or like a specific time?
It's both. It's specifically Pacific.
Very nice.
And so we were rocking out in between, if you listed Ustream, because we record back-to-back episodes, so that you're hearing this live, but other people won't hear it for another week, I guess is how this works. Am I wrong? Yeah. Kevin is getting a fax, and when he's done with that, we'll get an answer from him. But we're listening to this song here, which some of you, I think it's the Kia, am I right?
Kat and I, my wife and I were in the movie theater. You know, they have the commercial. I think it's for the Scion, isn't it? Or is it for Kia?
Let me look it up.
And this little video came on, you know, with the gerbils that come out in the middle of the Transformer Beast War. And I turned to Kat and I said, I know this is a commercial, so whatever they're selling, I want to buy it. Before they released what the product was in the commercial. And then it showed up the Kia and I was like, I'm going to the dealership. Because that is the best commercial ever.
Yeah, Kia Soul.
It is such a great commercial.
Clap, everybody. It wants you to clap. Yeah, I like the I don't know why, but I like the idea of robots dancing.
Well, and then there's like all these great... Oh, it's such a great... It's so great.
This is what you tuned in for. All video game talk, all the time. Unless we're listening to a stupid song from a car commercial, then we just dance in front of a webcam.
For eight people!
Tonight, playing the parts of the Second Funniest Podcast are two jackholes with microphones.
I think that's pretty standard. Yeah. That's been us.
That's pretty much podcasting. Gang of money. All right. Let's see. We wanted to talk about
what you did. You stop playing it?
Yeah.
What do I hear?
Your soul, brother man. Just, you're just hearing the vibe in the room.
Okay, now I really hear it.
All right, now I'm really stopping. So the reason I'm not playing Skyrim is because Kevin...
Tell us about Skyrim. What is Skyrim, though? Give us a little background on Skyrim.
Well, Skyrim is a game where you're set in some kind of medieval times. You're a knight. You're going through. You're killing dragons. You're using your breath a lot. You're going... Huah!
You know a lot about it.
You're flinging phlegm at dragons is what the basis of this game. I think that the Skyrim stands for the rim of your esophagus because that's what you're using to thrust force of power and kill dragons and slay them and steal their bones. And then their ice banshees. I'm losing weight.
You're doing a great job.
So Skyrim is that game that we all know. That's Elder Scrolls 18. And Kevin was kind enough to purchase it for me on my birthday.
Ba-ka-ticka-bow!
Thank you for that. And you told me when I opened. I was like, oh, thank you. And then you said, now I want to know when you start playing this because I literally want to time you how long it takes you to finish it. And so there was a day this weekend where I was like, oh, I kind of feel like playing. I'm like, no, wait, because I don't know how, because I want to commit to it. If I'm going to have a gauntlet thrown, I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, because here's the next question is, do you know much about the game at all?
I know, again, that you use your voice a lot. Going,
you know that. Okay, so there are essentially three major areas that you can choose between. And it helped because Christian had the... it's so funny I'm going to say this. Christian had the book. That's only funny to me because when I was a kid, my younger brother...
Like the
brother,
strategy guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
My younger brother would defend... I think I've said this on the show before. But my brother would defend any random FAQ that he knew, any little bit of trivia, by saying, a friend of mine brought the book to school. So for me to say, our friend had the book really makes me laugh because it's like my brother pulling down the ultimate Trump card to every conversation was just, well, my friend brought the book.
Yeah.
So now he is the walking encyclopedia, the absolute authority on whatever it was we were talking about, because not because he had the book or because he had read the book, but because a friend of his had brought the book to his proximity.
They didn't even look at it. Just,
well, my friend brought the book.
I osmosified it.
Me and
I have the book on osmosis.
I don't know how many years he pulled that card on me, and finally, and I'm 3 years older than him.
It worked. It worked
all the time. I'd be like, then the book's wrong, or you know, well, I don't know, that's not what I heard, or something. And then eventually, I went, just because you can see the book doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. So,
why were you angry, Bill Cosby?
That's my Bill Cosby impression. All the
just
years.
Because you see it in the book doesn't mean it's real.
Oh, man. Every time I think I'm doing Bill Cosby, I'm not. You see, the thing about the book that you are reading, it doesn't...
That is racist.
I suck at impressions. So in the book, it says right off the bat, and I'm glad I looked at this, and you should look it up online as well. The book is thick. It's like a 2-inch long.
A bridal magazine.
Yes, yeah. But like in glossy, high-end. I mean, I don't know how they have all this information in the book.
Nobody can see this, but the way you did your fingers of glossy, you did not make it seem appealing.
It was like, it's like, glossy. It was slimy, really. Exactly. It wasn't a nice book.
It made me think of a porno magazine.
So I don't know what Christian is doing with this guidebook or what it's guiding him.
You just made his wife fall on a run. She listens to the show while she's running, and she just fell.
She's pretty far
she's
back.
She's twisted an ankle in some canyon somewhere.
It won't happen for like 2 years from now. She listens like 30 episodes in 2 weeks. And
she's going to be older and frailer now. She won't be able to recover from a sprained ankle. She's going to get eaten by a cougar.
It's like those commercials. If you listen to a podcast, don't end up like a cougar. So there's like, I don't know, a half, maybe, I don't know, maybe eight different, what are you finding in there?
What's up?
Going through my drawers. The screwdrivers that your son loves are on the bottom drawer. So there's like eight, I don't know, 10 maybe different races, and there are different types of elves, and there's different types of orcs, and all the humans, and different things. And I read, and I wanted to do magic. Every time I watch him play, I'm like, how are you not just playing all the magic, learning all the different magic skills? He's going around with this bow and arrow and sneaking and stealing, and I'm like, boring. Go do something,
kind of Robin Hood like fetish.
His
character at DC Universe is just an archer. He doesn't fly.
Yeah, nothing.
He runs around buildings.
Because he is such an interesting person that he chooses these very mundane.
In his fantasy world, he's boring.
He's boring.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
It's like I try to think of like, how do I push the envelope, and he's like, how do I put it right in the middle of the envelope so that it's perfectly balanced?
How do I mail a letter with minimum postage?
Exactly. It's mind-blowing. So I told him, I was like, I was watching him play, and he's like, well, I'll show you, there's a college where you can learn magic, later learned the very first mission. You like walk up, and they're like, welcome to the first day of class at the College of Magic, and I'm like, how are you not sitting down and learning magic?
Because your grade cannot be based on attendance.
Exactly. I gotta go shoot my arrows in slow motion at a spider's face. I'm like, why is that fun for you? So there are essentially three major areas that you skill up in and work through. And one is this like archery thief kind of world, like where you use more bows and arrows and that kind of thing, and sneaking and stealing. And then there is the warrior with like, you know, two-handed weapons, one-handed weapon, shields and such. And then there's magic. Do you know which of the three of those major areas that you think you'd be interested
warrior.
In? Yeah, I thought so. Which works great between you, me, and Christian, because
then we were all playing the same.
We
We're playing the game in all three possibilities.
Exactly. And it's normal to our characteristics. Yeah. So you'll want to, right off the bat, you should probably look online and see what races. I assume human, orc, but there are different, there's all sorts of perks for what you choose for your initialized character, because if you're one type of elf, you'll get treated this way throughout the game by the rest of the characters, but if you're a different type, you'll get treated this, like dark elves are considered enemies of the state, and people are kind of racist towards them, and but then there are other elves that people just think are smug. I'm a high elf, so when I go into the human towns,
they're
like,
what's up, man? Hey, what's up? Anybody hold on a second, man. I'm sorry. Anybody got any cotton? Because I got some in my mouth. I need some water. Well, you got big boobs in that dress. I just opened her dress. When I cleared my throat, it shoves her across the room. But we all saw them tingle bitches because of me.
So when you play the game, I'll be interested to see because...
this is good coffee.
This is really good. There was Kahlua in it. Because I do feel like if I focused on just the main storyline, because there are so many, there's so much to do in the game. Like, I'm trying to do a lot of the magic skill quests so I can build up those skills. But I felt like if I just hunkered down and just did the storyline that dealt with the dragons and the phlegm that you're describing, like the main storyline, I wonder how much life that's gone in. I imagine you'd also have to do other quests to skill up. But the game is scaling with its XP. So as you get stronger, the enemies around you get stronger.
Boo.
So there's not... Yeah, no, it's good. Because think about it is... Well, you probably don't know this because you don't do MMORPG. But it like,
but no, that's what I like. I like that when we were playing DC Universe Online and I had already level capped.
Yeah,
I would like just coming in and going like clapping my hands and everybody falling. It made me laugh. I'm this is great.
There
but now when I do missions of my own because I've level capped, everybody's a level 30
around you.
Even the tiniest of grunts are level 30. I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted. I don't want to fight a little.
You'll have to play with me. At level, I don't know what I was on that game. And see that that game is so boring.
Yeah, it's not. I'm gonna do the. I've said that already. Anyway, I'm sorry.
What, you're gonna?
I want to do the Green Lantern mission, and then I might be done with DC Universe.
I haven't picked it up since we all played it the last time. Yeah. And then Star Wars came around. Guild Wars comes up next. Skyrim is happening. Play Skyrim.
Franchise.
Every day I play Skyrim. I move the TV and the PlayStation in the bedroom. My wife falls asleep. I'm up for hours. And I'm like, oh, five more minutes. And I'm up for so long. Just enchanting tools, going around making leather. Buying a house.
This is why I love doing this podcast. Just like you said, that like just doing my taxes.
That's what I'm trying to boost my skills. I found a cheat. I wanted to get other people's opinion.
As
that
a high elf, you don't partake in pastries or any kind of
no
Twinkie situation.
No, don't need to. No, the high elves are just permanently high. So
all right.
But the people are racist towards them. They're coming out like, hey, watch it,
you
elf.
Slacker.
Yeah, totally. It's great. You got to play this game. You got to. It's so. There's just so many drug references in this game.
it's worse than Saints Row 3.
It's so funny. They're like, want to hit on this bong? And it's just like this creature named Bong.
You're like, hey, man. What's up? You got pretty eyes.
Oh, and then I was doing research on speech because if you play the Elder Scroll games, you know that there's the your ability to persuade and get better rates is based on your speech factor, how good you can talk to them. And certain characters have higher speech skill than others. And
I think that coffee did make me high because it really is making me laugh that you're talking about increasing your speech and you said how good you can talk to
how good you can talk to people. How well?
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
Your speech is at 42.
It's like, well, out of 100, that's pretty good. I think in the
that's
game, I'm at 18. But there's one thing. When
me
you,
like you.
When you get to like, I think when you, the first like perk you get in the game is 10% off all goods sold by the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So because you get to be a little persuasive. So you want to find the vendors and you can choose male or female of your character. So you can, so you can find the vendors of the opposite sex and get a little better deal on
Christian
it.
Christian has a slave. Type person. Yeah. I can't remember what the term is in the game, but it's a chick.
Yeah.
It was great because
he's his wife or
not his wife.
Familiar or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really a servant is what she is. And when he told me, he goes, I have like a servant who takes care of things that are over around the house for me, I guess, that I saved her life or something. And she owes, or he said I saved their life. And so when I showed up and it's like this chick who, like all chicks in video games, is, you know, just unbelievably perfectly proportional, all that stuff. And I'm like,
perfect skin. And
it's funnier for people listening if you know Christian, or if you, I don't know if you can get an idea of this, when he talked about Skyrim a long time ago on the show, but I said, so, so you get the banger? Oh, well,
Yes.
I was like, so that's a yes? And he's like, no. I don't. I go, well, then what's the point? He's like, well, she takes care of things. I'm like, okay, now we're talking, man. Taking care of things.
In mine, I went to the college, made friends with this chick that's really bad at spells, but she goes out on the missions with me, and she's unbelievably good in the game because she has all these spells and stuff. And
she's like Hermione Granger.
Yeah, exactly. And then by continuing on the like human story outside of the college, I make another friend that, because I became really renowned in the town, and they assigned me like a warrior, another chick. And so I realized what was happening in the game after I had already had this other companion with me for a while. I go, and this one lady's like, oh, well, I've been assigned to you, and I'm here to help you, and I'll do whatever you say. And then at the end, you can select in the conversation tree, join me. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen? Because I assume I can only have one companion at a time. The game would be too easy if I had like a band. Everybody I meet can just go with me. And she, her response, it was perfect. Her response goes, it appears you already have somebody with you. I was like, are you jealous?
Yeah, join me. Join me right now on this quest of love. We're both wearing leather, baby. There's some fur in there for comfort.
Wait, do you have a song?
Hold on. I'm going to kill this lamb and take its skin.
Wow. Do you have a song that implies that she was jealous and didn't think it was cool that I was asking her out while already on a date?
Listen, man.
Oh, not bad.
You got to get rid of that other chick, and then maybe you and I get it on, because I don't know what your thing is with brunettes, but this blonde here is ready to take you down to Chinatown. Don't know what that means.
I don't either. What is Chinatown?
I'm better with little kids.
Last thing I want to say about the game is I was looking for how to...
Give me the last thing. I keep messing you up. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I just keep thinking of more things because it's literally all I do right now.
And that's what we should be talking about right now.
I wanted to level up my speech because I was getting really low rates on when I'm buying stuff and selling stuff in stores. So I did a little research. And like the third... the other thing I want to say is I cheat a lot in this game. The third thing I found
on your
was...
your servant chicks or what?
No, in like how to beat a puzzle.
Oh, you go online?
I could. There's so many times. I finally figured out how to beat... You get into these puzzles where you're like, what am I supposed to do? Because am I literally supposed to sit
there... Are they things where it's like there's dumb answers?
No, it's like... It took me a while to get... I think if I knew the genre or knew the conventions of the game...
No, I think that's a new... We've talked a little bit about this before, but I think that's a new thing in games where there isn't enough of an instruction manual.
Yeah.
Where there's sometimes where... And then there's all these games where they say, press X right now, jackhole.
You know?
And then it's just like, oh, well, maybe I could help you.
No,
and then you go online, you're like, oh, she wants you to go pick up the plant over her left shoulder.
Yeah. And this, I do think that they want you to do a little exploring. I think that they are intentionally hiding stuff in a beautiful environment to make you go, what am I supposed to do right now? There was one room where I got to where I was like... Okay, so there are these things where they show you, it's a comic convention where they show you three tomes or something, and then you find these pillars and you make them match somehow in whatever pattern. So it took me a while to figure out, okay, and every time I see that, I need to find the key to answer. Like, I need to find whatever the matching thing is, and sometimes they're different, and sometimes they want you to mirror it, and you just kind of figure out what's going on. Sometimes one's broken off, and you have to figure out what the pattern should have been. And so in this one room, you get to it, and all you find are the answers, but there's no key. And I'm wandering around trying to figure out, well, how do I change the things? Wandering around, and there's an enemy somewhere on the screen, but I can't find him. Like, everybody's making noise, like there's a bat, and I can hear him trying to get to me, but he can't. I'm like, what is happening? And then seriously 10 minutes of that looking around, trying to figure, running back and forth on the map, and then finally I look down on the ground by a wall and there's a switch, and I flip the switch, and the room where the key was closes, and the room with the lock opens like that, like a big blade switches between the two, and then I go inside, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. So now I'm a little more keen to it. And then the other thing that they give you these claws to open up these gates, and I thought, do I really just have to guess what the combination of these three things is? And then finally realized if I inspect the key in the game, I can turn around and see what the answer is. So I had to cheat to figure that out. In my cheating, I wanted to see how to level up speech, and one guy, they found a loophole in the game where if you talk to this one person repeatedly, he'll just constantly up your skill level in that. So if you just keep talking to him, just ask, tell me about that, and then he tells you about that, and you tell me about that, and he tells you, and every time he tells you, you get another point in speech craft, and so you can level up to 100. But then there are all
is
these
he like me in that he can just talk forever. Or is that,
well, a lot of
what's
characters
the idea of his character
because in the game you can have people repeat information because you may not know what's going on, or you can have people if you want to buy something that is always an option in the conversation tree, like tell me about what do you got for sale, that kind of thing. Or if you want re-information about a quest. So this is like an old loophole where they meant to leave it in there to learn about something, but they accidentally left in the part where you get credit for it every time. So, but then on the webpage they say, be careful, because when you power level your character, you lopside the whole game. So you have one thing that makes you 100 points, and everything else is at 20 or whatever you are.
Because you only have so many points total that you can
No, it
have?
Just it'll just tilt the game, like way out of balance. So some stuff will be super tough, and some stuff will be easy, and you're only really good in one thing. So if you're really good at speech, that's not going to stop you at a wall of skeletons coming at you. They're going to mow you down. But the game, all it knows...
Hey, guys. Hold on, let me tell you a little joke. hold on. You, buddy, I got a bone to pick with you. Oh, I'm dead.
So we should take some voicemails. Oh,
that's what.
Or some Skype.
On this live episode that we're supposed to be doing?
So let me know, because I would love to know. And then I want to know how many of the side missions, like what your interest level is and when you consider yourself done.
Well, it's hard because I want to cheat too, and I want to just go into it and go, let's do this, and I want to bang out the main mission.
But I don't think you won't be satisfied, because there are so many side missions and so many things in the town, and there's stuff to do for warriors, there's stuff to do for mages, there's stuff to do for thieves.
You know what would satisfy me is my familiar. I can be like, hey, baby, how's it going? You know what? I just want to say, tell me about this. Tell me about that. Tell me more about this. And guess what the answer to this little puzzle is over here? It's the pattern of moles on your ass.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Should we take some Skype calls? Anybody want to tell us about your experiences?
Yeah, we're taking calls. How do you handle your familiar? Call us 228-4911.
Remember, you have to start any call with the words, what if? And
what
then you
if
can go on
I had a familiar?
What if there was a video game where you dressed up like an elephant?
We have a voicemail from AJ. We'll listen to that while we're waiting for calls.
I'm calling about that candy that you were promising in the last episode. So if you could send me some of that stuff, depends on what it is. Like, if it's Tootsie Pops, I'll take it, but if it's like those old people candies, I probably won't.
Brock's.
All right.
Old Fashions. Werther's Originals.
That was great.
Uh-oh,
what? You forgot how to use the phone?
Goodbye, AJ. Did somebody explain to him the joke right as he hung up? Oh.
Uh-oh. Let's see. What is this about? It says we have a new thing. Skype used to be so easy where it just say, you have this many voicemails, and then give information. Now it's so obsessed with context. Do your Skype account instead of using my phone. My headset was better. These are all... This is when we get invited to their parties that they have, I think.
I got it.
Sit boy, Bradley goes kaboom. That's what Natasha told Bradley in the last little party.
Interesting.
That they had. Bradley says hello, and then he laughed out loud. I thought we had more voicemails, but I guess I was wrong. These parties that they invite us to confuse me in my inability to understand Skype. So but what was I saying? I was saying something about Skyrim. My first response was I was like, I'm just going to fly through this and see how long it takes me to get through the main missions. But I'm sure I might be distracted by something that sounds interesting if it's like a side mission, because it's the same people that made Fallout, which I enjoyed, but I didn't do too much delving into the universe. Like I didn't.
This is so much delving, and you'll want to though. You'll find because it will up your character. You get stronger. You get more skills. You get better gear. Like the wider you go with the game, the more deep that it gets.
It looks, and like I said, I watched Christian play. It looks amazing. So I'm excited. I having you tell me this and having the challenge of seeing like how long would it take me makes me really want to wait until I have like a week on the road. So that's up in like I think just after Valentine's Day.
Oh,
I have
like
5 days out on the road.
Hold on.
Where I could just buckle into the condo and be like, here I come, Skyrim. Great. You know.
Anybody in Skype?
What you don't want to talk to me anymore?
No, I love it. I just
we've been talking to each other for 4 years now.
And on the show, we had about 8 years before that.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you're like, anybody else, please someone chime in. 408-228-4911.
What's the longest stint we went without talking to each other? It had been
I think we probably went close to months when I was living in Modesto.
Yeah, maybe. And after we first met in 98, 97 we met, but that in 98 really we didn't really talk a lot.
Yeah.
But that's about it now.
Yeah, I think
if we move far away from each other, we'd still do this show.
Yeah.
When you move back to New York.
Back to New York.
To pursue
I have to go there again?
Your
I have to go
career.
There to set up a.
Have you been to New York City?
I've been, but I've never lived, obviously.
When did you go to New York City?
I did it for a couple of gigs, for Oasis gigs.
Too.
I went out there, and then actually, it was all Oasis gigs, I think, that I went to New York.
That's the reason why.
Up there. It's too hard to get in.
I got to experience the country on their dime. It's pretty great cities like Applewood, Virginia,
right?
Grand Forks, North Dakota.
What is my favorite city that I'd probably say Syracuse, New York?
Really?
Is my favorite city
in New York
that Oasis has sent me to?
More than Aloha, Honolulu?
Yeah, that didn't really count.
Though. How does that not count? It's
because
Honolulu.
I'm looking for a city that isn't a destination. When I said that, like,
well,
like,
that's what kind of limitation? Why would you put that limitation? It's like saying,
that's what
what's your favorite food? Brussels sprouts. Well, I didn't want to pick something people pick. I want to pick the food that they don't pick. It's a stupid limitation.
Well, what gave me the idea was that you said that one time that they sent me to, and you were trying to think of the most obscure city they'd sent you to. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, what is the most least popular?
All right.
You know, like, that's what I was trying. Because my first thing was like, well, the smallest city I think I've been to is like Sioux Falls or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I went. You did the Corn
Festival.
Palace.
Yeah, whatever that is. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that was a fun event, but like as far as the city that I enjoyed, and it's really dumb because you're only there for a day essentially.
Yeah.
You fly in Friday, do the thing Saturday, then go home Sunday morning. But I enjoyed there's that Dino Barbecue there in Syracuse that I really, really enjoy. There's a club that I'm trying to get back into. I've been there twice now, but Indianapolis is a great city. That's
a great city
to go to.
Well, they got
it's
the Colts.
Time. This is one
they stole them. They stole them. We used to talk about this.
In the dead of night.
And then people found out we like video games. We talked about that and stuff.
Well, they found out you were in a video game. And that
and
you
so
knew
are
more,
you, KFC, man.
You knew more people in video games. And that's when everything changed.
Speaking of which, we need to get Charles Martinet on here. I liked Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Ooh.
And I thought it was because I was born in North Dakota. And I still think that might be part of it. But I felt so peaceful when I was there. Just drive like everything is open. The air is fresh. We were there in the summertime. I imagine it's much more challenging in the winter. But it was very different than California, even different than like most of the Midwestern states. So far north, so just breezy. I felt comfortable there the whole time. And in terms of being a part of Nickelodeon, I felt like a rock star.
Yeah.
Like no one has treated me nicer as a community than when I showed up with the Nickelodeon duffel bag.
We did an event in Minnesota where I was hosting and they put me up on a Jumbotron. In a parking, they had a parking lot that they built the stage in, and then the cable company brought a Jumbotron and set it up next to the stage. And so they had a guy there with a camera, and they were like, this is going to be so cool.
So great.
And it was
it's not turned to be Hollywood.
Small town in Minnesota. Fred actually recently sent me a picture of it, because he took a where it's, you see me. And that was the greatest moment, too, where I said, so how are you? And this kid was like, I've been 10. And I go, no, what? I go, what's your name? And he's like, Transformers.
That's right. I remember that.
He kept saying these random things, and it made me laugh. So
things I like.
What else? There was something else I was going to talk about. Now I lost.
So Skyrim. Is nobody on Skype? No one wants to talk to us?
Nobody does.
That's shocking.
That's all right.
408-228-4911. There's 9 people listening in the thing.
But maybe they're happy in the chat room. I can't. I wish I could open the chat room, but I can't.
I can't talk in the chat room.
But so you could see it? Well, we don't need to talk.
Their voices and words are quite amusing. Thanks, Angel. That might be the new t-shirt.
Second Funnies Podcast.
Their voices and words are quite amusing.
And they're pedophiles.
I'd like some of that candy.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm wrong. Here comes somebody. Hello. Welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. You are on live. Who is this?
Hey, this is Caleb from Texas.
Hey Caleb. From Texas. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Amazing.
What would you like to talk about, sir?
What if...
I don't want to be cliche and ask about Sly 4 or anything.
That would be best.
I just wanted to call in and say that I love you guys.
Aww, that was nice of you.
That's better than cliche.
Yeah. I've emailed you guys a few times before.
Yes, you have.
I don't think that's Caleb. I think we're talking about the wrong Caleb.
Which Caleb are you? Are you the good Caleb or the bad Caleb?
I'm the one not from insert title here.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Forgive me, other Caleb.
Yeah.
You know what? You can ask about Sly 4. It makes me wonder how many of our fans are actually just obsessed with Sly 4 and how many of them actually like the show. Like, what's the ratio?
I think, I don't know. That's a good question. Hold on. Things may get weird for you, Caleb, because I realize that you're... Hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. Caleb, are you still there?
Yes.
Can you hear us better now?
Yes, I can. Thank
you. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I forgot to plug in the microphone on my laptop, so you're just listening to us through the microphone in my laptop and not from the mixer the way it should be. Yeah. But I don't know. I think a lot of people found the show because they're fans of Sly, and then they stayed because the show was good.
Like Marie Callender's We Are the Pie to the Sly
that's
Cooper.
That's how I found it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Angel of the Triad agrees. So between the three of you, that's all I care
would say
about.
of the 1,000 people that we have listening to the show at any given time, you know, that catch up, all that stuff, I would say probably 10 to 20 of them are like, I'm only going to be listening for the time that they say Sly Cooper will be released tomorrow.
As somebody said on the Facebook, we're just waiting for them to slip up and talk about Sly 4. I don't know how that's going to happen.
I've already told them everything they need to know.
It's actually an Atari game. NDA.
Boom. You're fired.
Donkey Kong is actually his granddad.
So you just wanted to call and tell us how much you love us, Caleb? Is that what, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Did you want to expand on that topic? I mean, we're more than willing to let you talk about how much you love us as much as you would like.
Or you can tell us what game you're playing currently.
Or you could tell us more about how much you love us.
I'm just going to go to the restroom.
We've seen that. We've done that. Come up with something. I'm sorry, Caleb. What game are you playing?
Well, I'm actually kind of experimenting with Minecraft a little bit. I know how much Kevin loves it, but...
No, you're wrong. He loves it.
Yeah.
You spelled that wrong.
I think it's one of the most amazing games in the world, because I don't say this very often, but I think I could make that game on a Commodore 64, and that person has hoodwinked the entire universe into thinking that it's an incredible game. My TI-85 calculator in 1996 had as much graphic power as Minecraft.
You know what? You know what that made me think? I wonder how long it would take you to spell boobless in your farm.
So hats off to Minecraft for having less gameplay than Angry Birds and being twice as interesting.
Well, now that we have you on the line, Caleb, and you brought it up, let's delve into this. I have two questions. What craft are you mining?
I don't know.
I broke Caleb.
We need a new Caleb. Insert Caleb here, show.
All right, question number two is, when you say experimenting, what is that?
Yeah, what does that mean? thanks for picking up on that. I thought the same thing.
Nothing sexual.
Okay, good. Good. All right, thank you for clarifying.
There goes our PG.
I'm a little disappointed in myself that that's not what I was thinking. That's usually my thing, and so... But.
Oh. Well, that's moving how on. You made it sound.
Yeah.
That's not the way you made it sound.
So I just know you got a pickaxe, am I right, buddy? And you're digging deep, my brother. You're digging deep.
I'm just messing around in creative mode.
Yeah, you are. You're messing around. You know, just getting a little 7 minutes in heaven. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Caleb, how old are you real quick?
I'm I'm 19.
Oh, okay. Then keep going.
Yeah, you're too old for me. Get out of here, oldie.
Oh, wow. We're just waiting for that Justin Bieber moment to come rolling in.
Seriously, the phone lines are open if you're 12 years old and you like Twizzlers. That's all I'm saying.
Caleb, do you think that we were pedophiles? Have you ever thought that in the history of the show?
No, never.
What the hell was that all about?
I actually listened to that podcast not too long ago, and I was like, what?
Exactly.
I was laughing the entire time.
Right. Well, part of me hopes that it was a bit, because that's a brilliant bit. You know what I mean? That's a brilliant email.
It definitely stoked our fires.
Right. And it was fun, and it was funny. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I bet you that was bunk, or what's the word of fake, or whatever. I can't.
Faux. Phony? Rickroll.
Phony, thank you. That's what I mean.
Phony was the word you couldn't find.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna say goodbye. All right, let's get back to experimenting with Minecraft. So what do you do? Do you take it out to dinner? Caleb?
I'm here. I'm laughing.
Okay, good. I was hoping you were laughing, because I imagine
I thought he was crying.
In your room in Texas, you've got the Texas flag is on your wall, on your pants, tattooed on your arm, because that's required in order for you to pay taxes in the state of Texas.
No.
And I'm kidding. But and you're just sitting there silently going, what are they talking about? but anyway, honestly, what do you mean by experimenting? Do you say experimenting because you're embarrassed about playing it and you're just saying, well, this is purely for scientific reasons?
No, I'm just new to it, and I'm not going to say that I play it because I'm sure that there are others out there listening that, you know.
That actually play it?
That are better than me and, you know. Whatever.
Is it a game that somebody could be better at you? Because maybe we don't understand this game, and that I understand this game to be that you're playing Super Mario Brothers, but you're building a farm at all times. Am I wrong on this?
Well, yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But, there's just like certain things that you need to know about it, like how to craft this, how to make this, and whatever. And I'm pretty much a noob at it, and I'm just. I don't even have the game. I have the cracked version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
you have to buy the game?
Do what?
Do you have to buy the game?
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Oh, I thought it was like a free thing that you just downloaded on the internet.
No. Even when before it was released, it was...
being sold?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, what made you decide to get it? Is it because you were in the mall and you walk by a Color Me mine? Is that why you wanted to?
Did you have a bunch of Legos that you missed?
It was actually Kevin's ranting about it.
Are you serious?
And I was curious. I was like, what is this garbage that he's speaking of?
Oh, man.
And so I looked it up. And...
That's pretty funny.
You know what? I hate having $5. It really pisses me off when I have $5. All right? Are you people listening to me right
man.
Now?
Yeah. That yeah. Is, don't.
Caleb, I'm
don't
so glad you called.
Give me $5.
That's so great. Oh, and were you disappointed, or do you agree with Kevin now? Where do you stand while you're? I know you're. Again, we understand you're experimenting. You're in the research and development phase, but where do you stand on your opinions of Minecraft?
It's all right. I'm not gonna. You know. Spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and hours playing it.
How many hours have you spent?
Just hours and hours. How long?
Three or four, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a reasonable amount of experimentation.
Do you have anything that you plan to move on to playing once you're done experimenting with Minecraft, once your hypothesis has been proven or disproven?
I'm trying to think. What games am I looking forward to?
Well, are you playing Skyrim at all?
No, I was actually thinking about picking it up, but I just don't have the means or the money right now.
Sell Minecraft.
I really wanted him to say, I was thinking about playing that, but Kevin talked about how much he liked it, so kind of lost interest. It wasn't really my thing, I think. So I'm looking for something else that he hates. I'm really looking forward to that Wii U. I'm going to pick that up.
No, we love the Wii U. We think it's great.
That sentence hurt my head.
I think we need to be more positive about Nintendo if we want Charles Martinet on the show.
Oh.
The Wii U is great.
I think we should also not disclose those little subtextual moments.
Let's do the next episode. We talk about how great is Nintendo, and I'll refer them to that episode.
That'd be awesome.
The kind folks at Nintendo. We love Nintendo. Justin and I both grew up on Nintendo. I love Nintendo. I think what it does is great. It's a wonderful console and has great games. That cannot be denied.
It is purely coincidental that Wii U rhymes with PU. That's
it's just
that's
their
all.
Own.
That's just. I'm just saying.
I don't even know.
That's all for humor. That's right. All I'm saying. I really think it's. I've never even seen it. Okay?
It's why Donkey Kong is called Donkey Kong. It was right. A mistranslation from King of the Donkeys. Well, whatever. Whatever that was supposed to mean.
Caleb, are you having fun having us talk to each other instead of talk to you?
Jump in here,
yeah,
anywhere.
Actually, yeah. I've been looking forward to having a conversation with you, too.
Oh, really? What did you anticipate? Is this what you anticipated talking to us about?
Yeah. No, not just specifically Minecraft, but just listening to you two rant.
Is that what our show is? Do we just rant?
I think we kind of ramble, but he's
banter.
Being yeah, banter. He's being polite and saying rant.
I think banter is more accurate. Yeah. Well, I'm curious because I don't know why, but sounding 19 sounds like fun right now. Does it? You get to be 19. You have your whole college ahead of you. Your whole 20s are all just at a doorstep. What are you doing with your life? Besides, are you playing lots of video games? Is really what I want to know. Please say yes.
He's playing hours and hours of Minecraft. He wants to know, what are you doing as a 19-year-old now? What is your life like?
Yeah, what's going on?
Working and school and trying to put in as much video game time as I can.
Good man.
What are you studying in school?
What games are you playing?
I'm just getting my basics done so far.
Okay. And where are you working?
I work at a grocery store called Brookshire's. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm-mm.
No, I haven't. So no. What's your situation? You a bagger? You a cashier?
Yeah, are you a double bagger?
Yeah.
I'm both.
Yeah, he does both. That's right.
What are you studying in school?
That means
that's
he's a
what
butterfly.
My name tag says. My name tag says cashier, but
you end up bagging.
They know that I'm so bad at it that they don't ever hire me to do it.
And they let you put it on there because the ladies are into the money handlers. You know what I mean? That's what they're really looking for. Yeah, they're like, I don't need a bagger. You know what I mean? I've been told enough since eighth grade that I was a double bagger. And what I need is a good old fashioned cashier. I want somebody who knows how to scan me in just the right ways. Am I right, Caleb?
No.
Are you a single man, Caleb?
No, sir.
So how long have you been with your? This is a modern world, so I have to say, are you with a dude or do you have a lady love? What's your situation?
It is a woman.
A woman. Awesome.
It is a woman. It's a woman. It's a woman.
Thinks he doth protest too much. No, I'm kidding. Caleb, how long have you been with this lovely lady love?
Since 2010.
Nice. Is she in the room right now?
No, she is not.
What is she doing? Do you know?
There.
She is in high school.
She is in high school. Yeah, that's right, brother. That's what we're talking about. So she's, wait, hold on. She's in high school right now at 10 or 11 o'clock at midnight? What's
not,
going
on? No, not at the moment. Oh,
don't be stupid.
Well, I thought, what if she's a heathen? A heathen. A hooligan and a heathen.
A heathen.
A juvenile delinquent. And she has to go to night school or some kind of, situation like that. Did you used to go to school with her before you moved on?
No. I live in Northeast Texas, and she lives in Houston.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
That's a state that takes 2 days to drive across. How long do you have to drive to go see your lovely lady love?
About 4.5 hours.
Wow!
Wow! That's dedication, bro.
Wow! That is a world of Skype. That's what that is. That's
yeah. Exactly.
That's a world. Because in Kevin's in my day, that would not happen. No lady is worth it. But if, you could get a little digital, who cares if it gets pixelated every now and then? You know what I mean? As long as you see her smile, them pearly whites.
Oh,
you know?
That's very sweet of you.
Right. Talking about her.
Bump, set, spike. And you botched it. You hit the net.
I couldn't.
You hit the net.
It's disrespectful to her. Well, that's great, Caleb. Are we okay, Caleb? Now I have to do this thing where I check in.
No, he's fine.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Right. I knew you were joking.
All right, good. I wasn't. I really wasn't joking. Did I hit mute? Can he still hear this?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Caleb, we got to go.
Caleb.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before you guys go, I do have a question for Kevin.
Actually, you'll be going, but go ahead. we're going to
wait, are we guests on his show? Yeah. Holy crap.
I don't know what's happening.
We set up all this stuff to call him?
This has been a lot of work. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Like, I just thought of it. I know that Kevin is a Christian, and I want to know his opinion on Christian music as opposed to secular music?
Oh, great question. I love this question. Thanks. Well, give me a little more context. Like, what do you mean by... Give me a little more to talk about.
Well,
Creed versus Newsies.
Yeah. Do you mean, do I listen to one more? What do I think of it in terms of its relevancy?
My opinion of it is that it's... I mean... I don't like Christian worship music. I myself am a Christian. I just don't like Christian music.
Now, do you mean you don't like Christian worship music, like the songs we sing in church that are alternative rock sounding and made by Matt Redman? Or do you mean you don't like songs that are meant to sound like secular music but replace the word baby with Jesus?
Both, I think.
What kind of music? Do you go to church?
Yeah, I play bass on my worship team.
What sort of songs do you sing or play there?
Secular, and then sometimes old hymns, and we try to make it sound more modern.
So you're not... Oh, you try to amp up like an old tune. Are you playing anything that's been released in the last 10 years in your services?
Yeah, like Chris Tomlin stuff.
Okay.
And, you know... Phillips Craig and Dean, I think.
Yeah, like big titles and the songs every church plays every week.
Pretty much.
And what do you mean by you don't like them? Like you don't like the vibe of a worship song, or
it feels too forced to me.
Yeah,
like it sounds like it's trying to be good, and they use too many, you know, simple. Like I can predict what the next word will be in the stanza. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
It just, it sounds too, you know, stamped out in like an industrial kind of thing.
Right, you're tired of the setup rhyme always being pod. Am I right or what? Should I not have chimed in?
No, that was good. Oh, you are so great, my father, my pod. We should all come here and worship our God.
Right, see?
Yeah,
you know, I think... in terms of worship music, music that's getting played, music that is written by worship artists with the intention of being sung in a service, I think is a necessary part of... This is not a worship song.
I'm sorry?
Is a necessary
part
of...
The name of the band is Creed. The song is called One Last Breath. It says, "Can you take me higher?"
It's different.
Huh?
Different.
Oh.
All that wrong. All
right.
I think that the songs that are written to worship our Father that are intended for a church service are wonderful. And there are people that over-commercialize it, like Creed. And I think there are some songs that are super popular that I think we've lost the meaning behind them. And some of those Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman tunes where you just get lost in it.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to remember this moment. The next time you're talking about something that should be reserved for therapy, I'm just going to start playing Creed.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're going to do it again.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're going to play a different theme song. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, feel it. All right, okay, go.
But in terms of like, if you listen to a Christian music station, the stuff that they put out there, I just think is embarrassing. I think Christians, there's a magazine called Relevant that does a really good job of making Christian artists relevant, and they do that by including Christian and secular artists in the same newspaper, in the same magazine. So they'll talk about Coldplay and then some Christian artists, or they'll talk about a lot of movies that are getting made, and then they'll mention a Christian movie. So it's not avoiding either one. And I think for some dumb reason, the Christian culture thinks that their answer to dealing with a nation that isn't Christian by nature anymore is to try to produce media that looks like everything out there, except for they don't have the budgets or the talent or the skill. And I know this very well because I go to a church of people who are making films and making music and art for the secular world, but are diehard Christians, and they'll be the first ones to tell you Christian art sucks. It's just really bad. And yeah. I think the biggest example I ever saw of this was when I was driving down. This is when I lived up in San Jose, and it was approaching Easter. And you may have seen a poster like this too. But they had a billboard on the 101, and it was this giant billboard for some church's Easter service, and you could not read what was on the sign because it was slathered with 80 different things, like scripture written in this corner and a thing over here and the word Easter and the name of the church and the parking location and then their
Jesus,
website.
Jesus, on the Sunday, side. Sunday,
then,
Sunday.
This graphic and then a shadow of a cross and then a bunny being hit by a thing and then an egg with a cross over so you know that it's really about Easter. I'm like, I don't know what's happening on that billboard.
Mission to Kenya.
And I am going to hit another car.
Big fail!
Exactly. Like, and that's what it done. I mean, Christians have no idea. We have the good
love
news.
Love my neighbor.
Exactly. We have the simple good news that he is risen. He is risen indeed. And we think that we have to cram every aspect of that
hell
thing.
Hell yes, he has.
Into an 8x10 card and get, you have to believe everything. It's just, he is risen. And you're done. He is risen. That's all you need to say. And then to
cut
bring,
to a minivan of tourists going, Who's
Brad Pitt?
I love
So to bring it back to games, I have a secret vision that I would love to see. I think games are the number one medium for telling a story. I think they're the future of engaging people in a narrative, and I think that I would love to see the redemption of games. Games are the place where you get to create these unbelievable, detailed, unlicensed worlds, like in Mass Effect, Portal, and Skyrim, Red Dead, where people just get to invent entire mythoses based on anything that they want, and they're making millions on it. And I would love to see that. I think is a place where you could instill simple Christian values, simple redemptive values, without hitting it over the head. Because games are about morality already. So many games deal with that. So if we just kind of introduce some simple Christian thoughts into that about salvation and belief in a savior, and it would be, I think there'd be a wonderful way to introduce the thought without having to say, oh, and by the way, every other piece of medium is wrong. And
credits.
Exactly. It doesn't work that way.
Trophy, you have finished the game.
Oh, man. We've talked about Christian
Welcome
games, right? The terrible Christian games.
No,
that
I don't
have been.
Think we've talked about it.
Oh, man. How much time? There's this wonderful blog that's got like the top 10 worst Christian video games. And there was this old Nintendo game that was like, it was actually probably the best out of the whole bunch, where it was like four different mini games where you were Moses and you go around and have to catch animals that are falling from the sky. And or there was Noah, rather. And then you had to find baby
saying,
Moses.
I was in my head, I'm like, I don't know if he made a mistake or if that's why.
That's why it was
game.
So bad.
Justin, this isn't your area. Stay quiet.
No, there's another one where baby Moses is going down the river and you have to help him navigate through the river so that he can get to safety because he was being murdered. That game is terrible. But then there's like the Christian Rock Band, because Christians, whenever they're like, well, if Rock Band exists, then we have to do a Christian version. So they build.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You saw that? They build their own peripheral, which is a really terrible USB guitar that hooks up to your computer that requires like 40 different drivers to install it. And then it's a CD and it's wired. And so you're like in front of your, not your TV screen, but your 13-inch monitor in your parents' study. Green, red, green. To Chris Tomlin and Red.
Oh, win the Saints.
But I think the worst was the Left Behind series, which is a very popular series of books that's kind of a predecessor to Lost, in which
those movies gave me growing pains.
Hey, nice job.
Thank
so you.
you
know it, then I don't have to go into too much detail. But they built a pretty good.
I was the only one you had to bring up to this.
As long as you knew, you're my barometer. If you know what it is, then I'm done. But they built a really decent game. It was sort of a top-down multiplayer game where you could either play for the believers in the post-apocalyptic world or for the non-believers, for Satan's crowd.
And this is a video game about
The Left Behind series. So it's everything
that's
happened.
Which I thought was an alien science fiction movie by the cover, by the way.
Which would be cool.
When I worked in Hollywood Video.
So they, so it's like, you know, because I think, I've never read the books, but I think a lot of the story is trying to reclaim the city and people discovering Christ after, you know, trying to find out why everybody's left. And so you can either be within Jesus's camp or be in Satan's camp. And so they, so if you find the game, you can see they've, it's a newer game. It has some really decent graphics. It looks okay. The combat system's pretty decent. But then in the multiplayer mode, you can either choose the Christians or the Satans. Choose the devil's side.
And what do you fight with?
You fight each other.
Your other cheek?
You have guns and stuff, and because it's all in, like, instead of bombs going off, it's post-apocalyptic world. And in the Left Behind series, the world has been handed over to Satan, so there's a lot of anarchy going on. And so if you win, if you play as the Christians and you win, there's a little cinematic that rolls of, like, in Christ Returns and all this set, right? But if you play as the devil's team and you win, then it's just like a picture of the devil going har 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 har. And the blogger put it best. They're like, I'm not quite sure what that means for the player, because did they win or did they lose? Because doesn't it seem like it completely misses the point of, like, they went, yeah, they did, couldn't find the forest through the trees. We want to build a game, but so there's these great avenues, but then we're actually asking people to play for Satan.
Here's how I would have ended that game if I was the devil or whatever, right? You win. What you do is you just see the devil realizing, oh no, that this fight that I've had with good has been the only thing that's made me feel complete my entire life, and now this is all I have. And I he's just walking around in a bunch of, you know, just buildings that have been knocked over, have horse apocalypse prints all over them.
Probably really sad that Sly Cooper was only released on the PS3.
Oh my God, big time.
The PS2.
That's going to be at least in his top 10 concerns.
Where is that kid? We give him a freaking PS. He should be calling us every week thanking us. The F.
So angry at him. Why are you so angry at him? Oh, that's funny to me.
Good question, Caleb. Good question. Thanks.
You got any others that we can talk for about 20 minutes on?
We got 5 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
I want Justin to explain his opinion more about Uncharted 3.
Wait, is that
what
a bit?
What is your opinion on? Does Justin have an opinion on Uncharted 3?
I thought I loved it, if I remember correctly.
Did you play it all the way through?
Yeah. I banged it out real quick, and I think that it started off slower. I was still involved because I'm such a big fan of it, but it started off slow. Have you played Uncharted 3 already, or are you asking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm working on hard right now. I've beaten it like 3 times already.
Okay. So, and you did Uncharted 2, right?
Yes, I have all 3 now.
Right. Okay. So, in my opinion, I loved Uncharted. I thought it was a great game. And then when I played Uncharted 2, like, I was like, this is what I want every game to be, how it made me feel, like, right out of the box. Like, I'm in it. Holy crap. It was beautiful. It got my nerves involved, and I was like, I'm scared. I feel tense, and it was fun. Like, it was like, this is an interactive movie. I love it. But Uncharted 3, great game. I'm not trying to bag on or anything like that, but it took a while. It eventually got there for me, but it took a little bit longer. It felt like there was a lot of moments that it was one of those things where every once in a while you get a really good director with a really good idea of a script, and then because of time constraints and marketing teams and everything, you feel like he has moments that he really thinks are cool, so he leaves those moments in the movie, but they don't necessarily flow with everything else.
Yeah. Interesting.
So there are these moments that are unbelievably awesome. Spoiler alert, so fast forward to 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this. Kevin took his headphones off. But that moment in the desert is, to me, one of those moments where it's like a really cool idea, really great, but it didn't really fit for me. I'm like, it didn't fit in the flow of the game. Okay, I'm done, Kevin.
I heard every word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm too dumb. I can't really block you out. Because I'm thinking, am I listening? I'm hearing every word.
Why is this humming thing not work? Well, it works on TV.
Ending
so
you.
Does whispering aloud, Kevin.
Ending you.
So, but yeah, I thought it was, I love the way it ended. I thought it was, I still think it's a great, I like that genre of games. I realized it as I was older, because I never played Tomb Raider when they first came out. And then I just picked one up that was like a third quill or whatever they are. And I'm like, oh, I like the idea. That's why I think I like God of War 2 a lot. I like the games where you get a lot of fighting, a lot of cool action, and then there's a heady type puzzle that makes you feel like you're kind of smart and quick with reflexes. You know, that's what I realized I like, and I think that's why I love Uncharted so much. Does that, yeah. does that answer your question, Caleb?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I feel the same way about 30. 30 was kind of, it felt like it was rushed.
Yes, yes.
And some things that happened in the game that weren't explained at the end of the game.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, yes, yes. And the other thing, too, is what I think is, and I kind of answered my own question as I was starting, or my own point as I was saying, is that when you say it felt rushed, I was like, that's what I thought. I'm like, you know what? This is a game. It's not a movie. You don't have to fit it in 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what I'm also forgetting is that unlike a movie, and that in a video game, if you're making an 8-hour plus game, there's also a lot of man hours that go into writing program, designing, you know what I mean? Incorporating all these other elements that it costs a lot more, you know what I mean? So you kind of have to, before you start to make it, you already have to edit so that you're not spending time on stuff that'll never make it to the game. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
That's in fairness to them. Here's the thing. I don't want this to sound like a criticism. It's not. It's kind of unfair because it is a really solid game. It's a beautiful game that's very fun to play. And it's a great series, I think.
I think that's solid.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb, you can ask one question about Sly 4 since you were so patient.
Oh, crap.
All right, well, that's all the time we have.
Do you not really have any?
Not really. I mean,
will you play?
I know you can't answer much. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Somebody posted
I'm really excited about it.
You know, it's so funny. Somebody posted on the Facebook page today that video, I think it came out from E3 last year, that was just a straight 4-minute video of the battle between Sly and El Jefe. And I watched it, and I thought, you know, I don't remember reading any of those lines. I thought, how bad is that now? Like, I get not remembering something from Sly 2 or Sly 3. It was like 5 or 6 years ago. I'm like, we just recorded those a couple weeks ago. What's wrong with my brain?
Oh, crap.
What just happened?
I'm watching the live feed of you guys and an advertisement.
Popped up because you had the audio off. I see. For some reason, I thought your girlfriend just burst in the door. Like, I was like hearing all this noise and stuff.
Wow, 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 wow.
All right, Caleb. Well, thanks for calling in and talking to us, and we'll chat at you later, my friend.
All righty.
All right, take care.
You too.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Oh, that plays in the background like that. Oh, that's so funny. Breath. All right. I'm sorry if I offended you while you were being serious about
never.
Something's happening on Skype.
Well, how could you ever? No. I think at this point, we will always apologize to each other.
That's true.
Listen, I'm sorry if you had to record. How do you like recording here at the house?
I like it. It's fun. It's nice. The coffee is amazing, evidently. I feel alive.
Really?
In a way that
I
do. Do
you want to take the rest of that with you?
No, I'm okay. I don't need it that bad.
Well, be back in 2 weeks. You can
have
more.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I'll get more. You can get it in the store.
I'm trying to do this delayed gratification thing you
is that a new? Are you being funny? Is that part of
yes, I'm being funny.
Oh, I was going to say.
You say that all the time.
I can't take delayed gratification out of my brain. Like, I force myself. I actually think, what would Justin do?
And I actually think. The opposite?
Yeah, and I think, you know, why wouldn't I enjoy that right now? Like, I will get a lot more joy I'll feel more satisfied if I just play that last level in the game or watch that episode or read that thing. Like, do it now. I'll have a more enriched life. Because the thing is, Frodo gets the ring and drops it off in the volcano.
You what?
Yeah, the end of the thing. That's the stuff. Like, there is always something for us to have delayed gratification for. For years, for a decade, it was Harry Potter. I'm waiting for Harry Potter to do the thing. It was Lost. It's always something. There's always something more. Somebody will dangle a carrot in front of me and say, hang on for 10 years because I want you to be a part of this mythos. And so I've got to be comfortable with, you know what? I can sit down and bang out an entire series of Fringe or Battlestar Galactica.
Are you afraid that you're going, like, I'm curious, because are you afraid you're going to exhaust everything? Like, like that joke that used to happen when the internet was first invented?
Maybe.
I finished the internet.
Yeah, I got to the internet.
My download speed is so fast.
A little bit of that, like, but I think there's also, I don't like to get to the end of something. Like, I like to imagine that there's always a little bit more left. So, like, when I eat ice cream.
Wow, that's funny, because I am the exact opposite.
I know you are.
I like to check it off. I like to finish this shit and move on.
I can't stand it. That's why there are things here. Because
I can't have things waiting for me to be done. It stresses me out.
There's like a little splash of every alcohol that I possibly could want in my jars because or in the bottles because I want to, in case I need a margarita one night, I want to know I've still got a little tequila left or there's still a little bit of rum. I don't drink rum.
I know.
We keep it just a little
just in case.
In case we're like, you know what's going to go really good with this?
Rum.
Some rum.
I have that.
Done. I don't have to. I like to be prepared. It's the Boy Scout.
I like the idea of my life being, I adjust my lifestyle financially and then I focus on trying to find ways of making more money so that I can say if I want a margarita, I just go buy one.
See, and that's why you'll be infinitely more successful in the long run.
Successful?
Yeah, because
I don't know about that.
Already. How many houses do you own? How many apartments do you run right now?
27.
Exactly. How many do I run? Zero.
One.
That's
you
true.
Run this one.
I do.
That's right. You wear the pants in this relationship. I don't care what that bitch in the other room says.
Yeah, you hear that? She didn't hear
I'm talking
that,
about
so
your neighbor,
good.
By the way. I'm
good.
Not talking about your lovely wife. She's a beautiful woman, and she's very friendly and very kind to me.
I know.
Except for when I come into her house and she wants me to sit. What was I can't remember. What I get here? She started yelling at me about something.
You try to sit on the on our
she called me fat.
Footstool.
Yeah, she called me fat.
And she said, you're going to break it.
I should go.
She is so
here.
Funny.
All right.
The delay. So yes, I try to. I want to finish stuff, and I want to enjoy life. I don't want to. Here's the thing: when I played Guild Wars for the first time, I was playing six different characters at the same time, and I was redoing the same mission six times. I'd beat it, and then I'd go back and play as a warrior, and then I'd play it as a necromancer, and then I'd play it as a ranger. And I realized I'm not actually playing this game; I'm rehearsing it. Just play the frickin' game. So thank you.
I'm rehearsing it. Oh my god, that's so perfect.
It's exactly it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So thanks for teaching me to enjoy
life. Because I'm sitting here. It's so funny because I'm sitting here going, I'm like, but Kevin's doing it, so there's a reason. There's a reason why you're saying this. I'm like, there's a reason why. It's got to be that.
I feel like I have to explore every possibility.
I have that same feeling where I sit there and I go, oh, but what if there's something I'm missing? What if there's, and then the other part of my brain, which evidently is a little stronger, just, you're not missing anything. You got the gist. Move on.
Yeah.
Move on to the next
I'm
thing.
I'm developing that.
You'll be
and
better.
And then I, on it, and then to make it all spiritual, I think in the end, that's what true maturity is being able to find true moderation between all aspects of life of going, there's a season for this, there's a season for that, and it's okay to do both and be comfortable with it and get the best out of life.
Yes.
Because there are times where delayed gratification is exactly what you need. Patience is extremely important. And there are times where, nope, you need to make a decision and move
right,
forward.
Right, because it's hard for me. Like when we bought that car, I'm like, well, I need to go buy a car. And yep. I don't, people like to sit, well, are you getting the best deal? Did you try to talk them down? Yep. All this. I'm like, that's irrelevant. I see a car. Will that car serve my purpose? Yes, let's purchase that car.
That car.
Yeah.
That car.
Right.
Yeah,
there.
I can go shopping for the next. You know what happens when you go shopping for another car that isn't that car in front of you? You lose that car. And then you spend 3 weeks to 2 months trying to find that car again.
I think in my mind, I'm like, I guess maybe I'm an idiot because that's exactly how I see it. I'm like, what's wrong with just getting what you want? It's
exactly.
Right there in front
right
of you.
It's right there.
And I think, and I don't know, maybe mathematically I'm wrong, but I think if people spent more time worrying about how to make more money instead of how to save a dollar here or $100 there, that it would just be easier for them.
Like, how many times do you buy games the day they're released, though?
Very rarely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very rarely. There's a few games. Like, now my new thing is I'll get it on Amazon because, you know, just click through the banner. And I'll just get, and then it comes on the day
nice,
it's released.
Nice plug, BT Dub.
Plug, I don't know what you're talking about. It's my life.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Amazon.com. Just click through Second Funniest Podcast. Bomb,
bomb.
We get
bomb,
a taste.
Bomb, 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 bomb,
bomb, bomb. One last.
Oh, by the, this is for your son, by the way.
Oh, what is it?
It's a little button. We went to Disneyland last week.
Oh, happily ever
after.
Would
he want that? It's kind of girly. It's got. Does he play with buttons yet? Does he like pens?
No, he doesn't really. It's just going to be a thing that's going to end up in a drawer, to be honest with you. But if you want it to be a keepsake thing.
Can you put it in the trash behind you?
Yes.
Great, thanks.
Wait, you really want me to do this?
Yeah, we don't have any reason for it.
Oh, okay.
Somebody gave it
Am
to
I
us.
Am I being rude? I'm not very good at this.
No.
All right,
I didn't think he wanted it.
All right. So that was our show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Caleb. That was a fun time. time.
Yeah, it was good.
That was like having a guest.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's been a while since we had a guest. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. Thanks for listening to me as I change the settings on the computer. Random moments throughout tonight's show.
We talk like demons?
Uh-huh. People in the chat room loved it.
When you say loved it, then they go, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
The first time, and then they caught on.
Okay, good.
And I think if you go back and listen to the Ustream, it'll be the same.
Yeah. If you listen on the Ustream, that's exactly what you'll hear.
Exactly.
I don't know the exact URL. I should probably put a link up on there because I think I might have the wrong link on our secondfunniestpodcast.com. But I have 2 weeks to do that because that's when we recorded this. Now I'm doing the, what's her name, Scum Cookie or whatever.
You need to do your plugs for Clorox at the beginning
Thank
of the
you.
Show. At the beginning of the show.
Why?
Well, because it's the first thing you hear. Like, yeah. This is like everybody's tuned out by now.
No, they're not. No, if they are, they are. I don't want them voting.
I don't think that's accurate.
So, yeah, Kevin's right. Please go to the Clorox Lounge. I'll put a link on secondfunniestpodcast.com as well. But starting February, I think it's 26th or 28th, voting is available where you can help me win $10,000. I'm in the Clorox Last Comic sitting because it's a toilet. but I could win $10,000, and I would greatly appreciate the Second Funniest Podcast Army to support me, and I'll figure out a way to throw something back towards our listeners so that there's a nice little something fun if I win kind of thing, but I haven't figured that out yet. So, yeah, so thank you for doing that. Don't forget, you can click through the Amazon.com banner, Stitcher as well. I think EA is on there as well. If you want to be a part of our Madden franchise, send an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com.
Go Patriots. They won last week.
With the Madden in the subject line, so I know. And throw your gamer tag in there, too, while I'm thinking about it, so that I can send you an invite to the franchise. And let's have some fun. So, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.